Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to bring more conventional radio coverage for RBN and for Mark Gantos, America, throughout the American South. And we hope to continue to be working with these kinds of fine conventional affiliates in the days ahead, even as we expand on international shortwave and as we continue to expand the Internet outreach, which will include a revived archive section very, very soon, where people who do not get a chance to hear these shows live at some point will again have the capability of going back and research and finding the topics and guests that they want to hear, and will then be able to access those shows after the fact on the World Wide Web. We've been talking in the first hour of the show today about the fact that Dr. Robert A. Sungenis of Catholics Apologetics International was not able to be on this morning because of an upper respiratory battle, but he'll be on this coming week. We just have to get the date scheduled. He'll be discussing this incredible article that he has written entitled Neocons and the Jewish Connection. Dr. Sungenis has been apparently researching this for a long time, and as of about October 23rd of this last year, he revised and expanded this research, and my good friend Herman Otten, the Lutheran editor of Christian News, has been running Dr. Sungenis' work as a series, first on January 29th and then on February 5th, and the next portion of Dr. Sungenis' research will come out in the next edition of Christian News, which I'm going to again plug on the air. Herman Otten has been on this show in the past. He has been a thorn in the side of liberals for years, in the Lutheran Church and outside of it, and most notably Herman Otten, O-T-T-E-N, of New Haven, Missouri, has been in the forefront of exposing the Zionist Jewish lobby and exposing all of the historical facts surrounding the creation of the State of Israel in a way that has been done by virtually no one else involved that I'm aware of in so-called religious publication. Herman Otten has been swimming against the tide of the national religious broadcasters and Christianity Today and Eternity Magazine and all of those folks for a long time on the whole issue of the Jewish lobby and Zionism. And you can contact Herman Otten of Christian News at cnmail@fidnet.com. And for $30, you can subscribe to Christian News, which has been a weekly out there since 1962, and find information that does not simply deal with Lutheranism, but is a good summary of the inside story going on in all of the different Protestant denominations, what's really going on in the Catholic Church, and he will hit issues related to things that the mainstream Christian press, which has been largely bought off, will not touch. And Pastor Otten does this from a responsible perspective. And that's how I found Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars. That is how I found Dr. Robert A. Sungenis of Catholics Apologetics International. Has been through Otten's Christian News. And I just hold that out to you again today as an additional source of information as we continue to build a network together of information and sources that will enable me to educate you and will enable you to educate me from time to time when you find an article or a source out there that will either expand my knowledge or acquaint me for the first time with something I don't know about in order that I can subsequently research it and bring it to readers and listeners. That's an important process. I am obviously not God. I'm obviously not even a particularly gifted scholar. There are people, plenty of folks out there that have far more scholarly acumen than I do. But when I find them, I try to sit at their feet and to learn and then to bring the knowledge to you as part of the process. We'll be back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll have Dr. Alan Quist at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we welcome WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, both to Mark Dankos, America, as well as to the Republic Broadcasting Network. That is a 50,000-watt station in Memphis that will be carrying this show and this network to a whole new audience in the American South on conventional radio, even as we expand our outreach on shortwave and also through the World Wide Web. We've been talking a little bit about the fact that Dr. Robert A. Sungenis, S-U-N-G-E-N-I-S, of Catholics Apologetics International, was scheduled to be on this show today. Bob's getting over an upper respiratory deal that hit him about 2 hours before he called me just before midnight last night to say that he needed to take a rain check and that we would reschedule for this coming week, and we shall do so. In the meantime, you can find Dr. Sungenis at CatholicINTL.com. I assure you that regardless of your religious persuasion, that the information he has on neocons and the Jewish connection will not disappoint you, and that will be the focal point of what we will chat about, God willing, next week. Dr. Alan Quist of Minnesota will be on this show just after 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 1 hour from now, talking about educational policy and talking about something called the Tucker Plan. What is it? What does it mean? What are the implications? We will get into that with Dr. Alan Quist at just after 9 o'clock Central Standard Time this morning. We've been covering a whole series of cultural issues this morning, especially something that I had mentioned from Howard Phillips' Issues and Strategy Bulletin. Howard Phillips, of course, is a close personal friend. He's the head of the Conservative Caucus in Washington, D.C., and he quotes from the Catholic Family and Human Rights Institute's Friday Facts, Volume 10, Number 2, December the 28th, 2006, about the role of the Bush administration in approving a bigger role for sodomites and pedophiles at the U.N., specifically the U.N. Economic and Social Council, and the fact that, among other things, that body voted to include official status to the International Lesbian and Gay Federation, which in turn has a link to the pedophile North American Man-Boy Love Association. The Bush administration, folks, voted to support this at the U.N. Where's Dobson on this? Where's D. James Kennedy? Where's Franklin Graham on this kind of thing? Where's Christianity Today at Eternity Magazine? Where are all the folks at Bob Jones University and elsewhere who tend to support, there are a few exceptions, but most of the folks in the mainstream Christian right support Bush, regardless of what's really going on with him in his administration covertly supporting the gay agenda. Whatever's going on with Bush in regard to the advancement of globalism and the New World Order, whatever's going on with Bush and the connections of his administration, as well as the folks in the other party with the Zionist lobby, you can see how all of this is leading toward disaster. The Christian right has been co-opted. The mainstream conservative movement in this country has been co-opted, arguably co-opted by the Jewish lobby, which in turn has turned these folks into what Michael Collins Piper has called the Judas Goats. And if you've not read Mike's book, in conjunction with Herman Otten's Christian News and Bob Sungainis' Catholics Apologetics International and Dr. E. Michael Jones' very fine journal, Culture Wars, which I believe you can find at culturewars.org, if I remember this correctly, when you start weighing in with all of that data, you will see a completely different picture emerging on George Bush and a completely different picture emerging on the Jewish control of both of the major political parties in this country than you're going to find, for very obvious reasons, in the mainstream media. Jim in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to comment on what you've been talking about so far this morning. To me, sure. I always like to encapsulate things. To me, it boils down to there are, of all the major religions in the United States today, they're all controlled.
Yes.
Every one of them by the same people that control our government, our media, our education system, the whole works. The seminary, they control them all.
And yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the things that I heard Howard Phillips say at a conservative caucus gathering in Washington, D.C. 5 or 6 years ago, and I've been thinking about it a lot since then. Howard was talking about the way in which the 501c3 tax status that, for example, is granted to churches by the IRS, how that has been used to stifle any serious political and social discussion in those church bodies of what is happening with these agents of control. And that's just one example, I think, of the phenomenon you're speaking of, Jim.
Yeah, because all the religions are all moving like in lockstep toward the same opinion on everything. You can take, what was it, the Anglicans, where they started ordaining homosexual ministers, I mean bishops or whatever? Was that the Anglicans or the Methodists?
Yes,
or whoever it was?
The Anglicans, and I think the Methodists are definitely moving in that direction. Classic example of this, you know, I'm now pastoring a little Lutheran church, a very fine group of people on the south end of San Antonio, place called Emmanuel Lutheran Church.
I hope that's quite a ways from Hagee's church up there, because I wouldn't even want to be
very far removed from it, both geographically as well as theologically.
Yeah, I would hope so.
So, yeah, don't worry about that. But it's on the south side of town, Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's at 130 Saipan. And the interesting thing is that I walked into my office there a couple of days ago in the evening, and my church secretary had put a series of things on my desk We get all kinds of junk mail at the church, just as you do in your own individual mailbox. And I saw a presentation there on the desk indicating that John Shelby Spong, the bishop of the Episcopal Church, I believe, in New Jersey, was appearing here in San Antonio February 9th through 11th, I believe. And this appearance was being sponsored by an allegedly Presbyterian church in San Antonio, as well as the Unitarian Universalist Association of San Antonio, and something called the Progressive Religious Foundation of San Antonio. And I think the title is suggestive there.
Anytime anybody uses the word progressive, you should run like the wind to get away from them, because...
Yeah, I mean, you can almost see the hammer and sickle coming out at you when you use the word progressive. But clearly, John Shelby Spong, who unfortunately is a friend of my older brother's, I've not met Spong, but there's no question that when you look at Spong's published writings, that he is, in terms of traditional Christian theism, in any of the major world traditions historically, a heretic. And what he says on homosexuality, what he says about abortion, what he says about Jesus Christ and the Gospels is clearly the antithesis of any form of biblical Christianity. And yet, of course, he's down here, or has been down here in San Antonio, promoting this sort of thing. And you see him around the country popping up here and there. And one of the interesting things, which I think underscores your point, Jim, is that when you start getting into the backgrounds of the organizations and NGOs and nonprofit groups that fund these guys, it leads to some very, very interesting associations and relationships. And unfortunately, I don't have as much time as I would like to have to really, really zero in on some of these things. People doing that kind of research, when I find them, and they're responsible people, I want to bring them on the show to really enlighten the rest of us as to how deep-seated these money trails go. But suffice it to say that I suspect very strongly that without question that when you look at Dr. E. Michael Jones with Culture Wars, Dr. Robert Sengenis with Catholics Apologetics International, Hermann Otten, the German Lutheran editor of Christian News, that these sources, the ones who are not bought off, the ones who...
Don't forget Hutton Gibson's sect, that Catholic group that he's with, a very small one, I might add.
I'm not familiar with him. I will research him online. That's Hutton
Gibson?
That's
Mel Gibson's father.
Oh, sure, sure, okay.
Yeah.
And absolutely, I will definitely check that out and find more information on it. But these sources, I think, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Evangelical Protestant, who have not been bought off by the Zionist lobby, and who speak the truth and who do so at great risk to themselves, tend to be these smaller organizations and bodies that are funded with very little money, where the people involved in these things are operating with a shoestring budget and are doing so, again, very sacrificially and in some cases at great personal risk to themselves. Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross also comes to mind in this regard, that when you look at those folks, they are swimming against the tide of what has hit us, in my view, as an absolute tsunami since the end of World War II, to the point to where, as you point out, Jim, the mainstream so-called Christian groups and conservative groups and publications and journals have really sold out for the most part to these types of things. And I would say, as a Lutheran pastor, that when it comes to the magnitude of understanding what has happened here, and I continue to insist that I have but a partial understanding of this, I'm constantly looking for new information to expand what I have already learned in the last 20 years of my life on this. But as I expand in this, as other people, good people, help me, it seems to me that I also have an obligation to those people I'm teaching in my classes and so forth, to discuss these things in a way which involves preaching and teaching the entire counsel of God as God leads me to perceive it. Stay on the line, Jim. Right. If you've got a chance, we'll continue. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A little bit after 9 o'clock Central Standard Time this morning, we're going to be joined by Dr. Alan Quist of Minnesota, talking about educational policy, talking about something called the Tucker Plan. What is it? What are its implications? And we're going to get into all kinds of things with Dr. Alan Quist today, related to some of what he posts at edwatch.org. and edaction.org. That will acquaint you with Dr. Alan Quist, who, among other things, is the professor of American government at Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. And he's authored 5 books, the most recent of which is America's Schools, The Battleground for Freedom. He also authored something entitled Fed Ed, The New Federal Curriculum and How It's Enforced. Dr. Quist was in the Minnesota House of Representatives for about 5 years, back in the 80s, and, among other things, was the Republican-endorsed candidate for Minnesota governor in 1994. So he's going to be on with us a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. Back to my conversation with Jim, a very fine caller here in Texas. We've been talking about the way in which so many mainstream so-called conservative and Christian organizations have been bought off by globalism, bought off by the Zionist lobby, bought off by the folks who have managed to control all kinds of things in the United States to the detriment of our society in the last 50 years. I had made reference to what Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus cites in his Issues and Strategy Bulletin in regard to the fact that the Bush administration voted to give the International Gay and Lesbian Federation a official status at the UN Economic and Social Council, and that this International Lesbian and Gay Federation, in turn, has a connection to the pedophile North American Man-Boy Love Association. And when you think of something that absolutely sickening and reprehensible coming to us from a Rockefeller Republican, and then you look at the way in which these mainstream Christian right people fawn over Bush and fawn over the Republican Party, it's really suggestive of the fact that there has been a larger sellout involved, it seems to me. And Howard's newspaper, the Issues and Strategy Bulletin, goes on to chronicle something that was picked up again just this week by the Washington Post as they were covering Mitt Romney's entrance into Republican presidential politics up in Massachusetts. When you go back into Mitt Romney's history, and if you don't believe this, folks, this is out there on the AP Newswire service. It's out there with the Washington Post, both last December as well as this past week. Mitt Romney is facing new questions about his beliefs on gay issues after the emergence of a letter he wrote during his 1994 U.S. Senate run in which he promised to be a stronger advocate for homosexuals than Ted Kennedy. This 1994 letter of Mitt Romney was written to the Log Cabin Club of Massachusetts, a gay Republican group, when Romney was courting gay voters during his unsuccessful campaign against Kennedy. Quote, citing Kennedy's record of advocacy for gays and lesbians, Mitt Romney wrote, quote, "For some voters, it might be enough to simply match my opponent's record in this area. But I believe we can and must do better. If we are to achieve the goals we share, we must make equality for gays and lesbians a mainstream concern. My opponent cannot do this. I can and will," unquote. Now, folks, this last week, before I get back to my conversation with Jim again, our caller this morning, you get into this Washington Post story from this week in regard to Mitt Romney, and the title of that post is McCain and Romney Vying for Support of Conservatives. And I would put conservatives and conservatism in quotes when it talks about these guys. But this Tuesday, February 13th, on the front page of the Washington Post, Alan Cooperman and Chris Galiza have this story entitled McCain and Romney Vying for Support of Conservatives. And when you go through this whole business of Romney and McCain, among others, you see very quickly just exactly how compromised the Christian right is, the leaders of it are, and how compromised the so-called mainstream conservative movement in America is. Romney, of course, we are now told, had a casual gathering in October at his Boston home for a who's who of social conservative leaders. Jerry Falwell was there. Franklin Graham was there. Gary Bauer was there. Pastor Richard Lee of First Redeemer Church in Atlanta was there. And we're also told that Romney is going to have a private reception for Christian radio and TV hosts during the National Religious Broadcasters annual meeting next week in Orlando. There's the Jewish lobby, folks, if you're listening. And he is expected to be the commencement speaker at Pat Robertson's Regent University in May. Folks, if you are an evangelical Christian or evangelical Orthodox Roman Catholic or Lutheran who believes in Jesus Christ, and you are a conservative moral traditionalist, and you've been duped, as I had been duped for years, by some of these guys in the Christian right and some of these guys in the Republican Party who seem to find God during every new election cycle, particularly in a presidential election year, this stuff involving Mitt Romney should be absolutely sickening and absolutely transparent in regard to what's happened in this country in the last 30 years. We'll be back with Jim and take up some of these themes. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined by Alan Quist at shortly after 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined at a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, by Dr. Alan Quist of Minnesota, a real heavyweight, folks, an evangelical Lutheran, a big wig in the best wing of what was the principled wing of the Republican Party. He's also an internationally recognized expert in education and a professor of American government at Bethany Lutheran College up in Mankato. He will be with us shortly after 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. And as I was mentioning, Dr. Robert Tsungenas of Catholics Apologetics International was going to be with me for 2 hours this morning, but Robert came up with a very virulent upper respiratory infection last night, which translates into an radio broadcasting voice for a few days. I can testify as to the vicissitudes of life in that area. But Dr. Tsungenas will be with us hopefully this week. We're going to get him rescheduled. I want you to be exposed to his information at CatholicINTL.com, particularly in the area of neoconservatives and the Jewish connection. Now, I hasten to add that Dr. Tsungenas, as a Roman Catholic, is not going to agree with me, obviously, as a Lutheran pastor on the formal and material principles of the Protestant Reformation, but that's immaterial to the whole question of what I think is a legitimate effort of cooperation with Orthodox Roman Catholics when it comes to some of these cultural issues, and as that relates to the infiltration of the Zionist Jewish lobby in this country when it comes to compromising all kinds of religious organs of opinion that used to inform people of all kinds of good things that now have become mouthpieces for the globalist establishment. And Dr. Sungenis talks about something that Herman Otten made it a point to reprint with the Lutheran Christian News on January 29th, and that is that Sungenis provides the proof that Richard John Newhouse of the Catholic publication First Things, he is a former Missouri Synod Lutheran clergyman who became a Roman Catholic priest. Newhouse has been extolling the virtues of Zionism at First Things. And now it comes out, thanks to the research of Robert A. Sungenis at Catholics Apologetics International at CatholicINTL.com, that Newhouse, since 1990, has received $8,207,500 from foundations connected to the Jewish lobby. And that's certainly suggestive of something, isn't it, folks? And when you look at Mitt Romney now, the pro-gay, pro-sodomite Mormon candidate for president of the United States coming out as the governor of Massachusetts, and see what he was saying about sodomy 12 years ago and saying that he would be more pro-homosexual than Ted Kennedy. And now all of a sudden Mitt Romney is dancing to the tune of the national religious broadcasters. And he's having private meetings in his home with Franklin Graham and with some of the other leading lights of the Christian right. Can we not see how transparently outlandish this is? It used to be that these guys would lie to us, but try to lie to us plausibly. They have violated the CIA's old dictum about plausible deniability. Lies are lies, aren't they, folks? And lies are not to be justified. But it used to be that our leaders tried to lie to us in a way that was plausible or sellable. These guys are not even plausible liars anymore, and it seems to me that those people who are bona fide Christians and bona fide conservatives and bona fide constitutionalists need to expose these associations and to read these people out of the movement once and for all. Jim, what do you think? Still there? You know, we had Jim on the line from Texas talking about some of these things, and it quite clearly is the case that these individuals look. Oh, is he there? You here, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think about this whole business?
You pretty well covered it, except I think you're not quite able to see the big picture.
Okay.
Because you always hear about, these religions are so separate and so distinct they could never possibly merge and be under the control of one group when they're practically in control now.
Well, I think your point's well taken, and I'll give you an example of something that I picked up on when I was still in Chicago. I had graduated from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois, which is a North Shore suburb of Chicago. And between the time I graduated from Trinity back in the early 80s and the time that I took my first call to a church in Seattle, Washington, there came out a story written by Bruce Bersema, who at the time was the religion editor of the Chicago Tribune. And Bersema was speaking about an ecumenical meeting that was being held in Divine Word Seminary in Techney, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. And Bersema mentioned in this piece for the Chicago Tribune's religion section that this conclave involved the leaders of the Lutheran synods, who subsequently, in 1988, would merge into what is called the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And some years before the merger, in 1988, of those synods, it came out in Bruce Bersema's piece for the Chicago Tribune that several of the leaders of these Lutheran synods were admitting that the 1988 merger that produced the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America was a prelude to a much larger ideological and structural merger with other religions in the United States. And that, to me, was suggestive, and this goes back, I'm going to say to 1984 or 5. This goes back to the beginnings of the cracks in the canvas that depicted what I think you're driving at, Jim, and that is that there is an organized movement toward the creation not simply of a one-world government, but a one-world church that will support the aims of the one-world government. And however one understands the book of Revelation, John's Apocalypse, whether you're a historicist or a preterist or a futurist or some combination of those three, it seems to me that that fundamental idea of a world, global, and political and economic structure that is not of God being supported by a one-world religious expression that involves what St. John calls the beast and the false prophet, respectively, one for the political and economic system and the other for the religious that supports it. That would, I think, be pretty good evidence that you're on target on this thing.
Well, another point I'd like to add is that if you get all the religions in the world, all the major religions, well, forget Islam for now. They're working on that as we're busy in the Middle East doing. But as far as Christendom goes, when you get all the major religions and they only have two major tenets, then they're all the same. And the major tenets is, first is worship of the Jews. Second is the Holocaust is your Bible, the story of the Holocaust. And once you have everybody recognizing and worshiping that, you've in effect created one church, because they'll let you dilly-dally about, you know, different verses and different this and different that. But as long as those are the main tenets, you have one church. Because
yes,
nobody is allowed to differ or vary in the slightest, none of them, main tenets.
And for people who deviate from the Zionist line on these issues, they are demonized, they are marginalized, they become, in some Western countries, which we've already discussed on this show, you look at Austria, you look at Canada, you look at Australia, these folks who speak out in dissent from these policies and who provide corroboration for their point of view are charged with criminal offenses. And this seems to me clearly to be an impending trend in this country. You know, I had Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network on this show some weeks ago talking about this issue of what was behind this hate crimes legislation. It would seem to me that what the Zionist lobby has been able to do in its control of the American media and what it's been able to do in its ongoing infiltration of American religious structures is something that is now being reinforced through the movement toward the creation of criminal statutes that are to be applied to people who continue to speak out on this thing. And that I think, is all in keeping with where your comments are taking us.
Right, because there's already been at least one minister, I don't remember if he was Lutheran or Methodist or what he was, but in Canada, who insisted on preaching in his church about the evils of homosexuality from the Bible, you know, quoting the Bible and so forth. So he ended up being hauled into court, and I think he was heavily fined. I don't believe they actually sent him to prison yet, except he was warned if he persisted anymore that the next time would probably be fines and prison.
Sure, and even if we don't reach that point in this country, which I think we will, by the way, but even if we don't, when Dr. E. Michael Jones of culturewars.org was on this show some weeks ago, and I'm going to have him back because of all of the information in his latest piece on Cardinal B and the Jews that appears in the print edition of Culture Wars, Dr. Jones, who has a PhD from Temple University in Philadelphia, was talking about the fact that he lost a job teaching for a major institution in Philadelphia. And I believe it was a Catholic school. I don't want to try and remember the name of the school so that I don't get it wrong in the air, but he talked about this when he was on the show before. And what happened in his case was that, of course, he had been speaking out on some of these issues in regard to his journal and in regard to some of his academic research. But the way in which they got rid of him, unbelievably, as a Roman Catholic teaching at a Catholic school, was when he wrote an op-ed piece that appeared in a Philadelphia newspaper just talking about the issue of abortion. He wasn't addressing, as I remember his description of this, was not addressing the kinds of things we're now talking about this morning in the wider sense. And he ended up losing a position up there, being fired from his teaching job. So there you have the additional fact that even as we speak, where the First Amendment has not yet completely had a sword run through it in regard to our legal system, there are other ways that you can get at people who speak out, and that tends to involve social ostracism. It involves intimidation and threats. And then, of course, in the case of someone like Dr. E. Michael Jones, it involved his severance from what was at that time both his job and his livelihood. And no one was suggesting that he was not an effective academic and was not doing his job, or that he was an immoral person or any of these kinds of things. They obviously got to him because they wanted to silence what was a very, very important and effective voice on these issues, that whose views were beginning to wind their way into mainstream journals of opinion because of the weight of his argumentation. They had to cut him at the knees, and they did. And he then went into the kind of thing he's now doing with culture wars, which is to your benefit and mine. But the point of the fact is there's a provable case that was discussed openly on this show with the person to whom it happened that's absolutely frightening in regard to its draconian implications. And that very easily could have been me, could very easily have been you, Jim, could very easily be somebody else out there who in his or her local community and in whose group of associations you talk about these things, who could suddenly find a major league fastball being aimed at your temple.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, they got two ways of doing it. They go after him like they did this fellow. If they get him fired, ostracized, demonized, and they end up, if they have a church at all, some church in the middle of nowhere, and lucky if they get that, versus if you play ball with them, why, the state of Israel will give you your own private jet like they did Falwell. They'll give you a Christian broadcasting network, 24-hour-a-day network. Sky's the limit what they'll give you if you play ball. If you don't play ball, you get the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. And I have known too many people in political circles in the Republican Party. I'm talking about the good people now. In the Republican Party, in the Lutheran Church, in the Protestant evangelical groups, and in various kinds of journalism, print and electronic, who have maintained their principles and their integrity, and who have not gone along with this stuff, and who have stood up to oppose it in whatever way they could, who have received that same process of marginalization. And, you know, it seems to me that this is where we get whatever one believes about John's apocalypse, the so-called book of Revelation. It seems to me that it's a reasonable thing to say that in general outline, any interpretation of that book across the spectrum from historicist to preterist to futurist would acknowledge at least that John, the Apostle John, makes it clear that at some point there is a complete dividing line between those who are a part of the system of the beast and those who are following God, and that for those who are following God, as that is defined in John's revelation, they are going to be victimized by a very systematic oppression and persecution. And the ironic thing, which I think you know, Jim, very well, is that you'll find plenty of people in Protestant evangelical churches, what purport to be Protestant evangelical churches, who will teach that sort of thing from the pulpit or in Sunday school classes or do what John Hagee does at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio and talk about that. But then they don't make the connection between that end times persecution and the Jewish Zionist lobby. And to me, when you don't make that connection, there is either something missing in the way of academic research and spiritual discernment, or even worse, there can be, and in some cases is, a direct money trail that involves money flowing from the Jewish lobby to those entities in order that they might be compromised and might continue to deceive thousands upon millions of people who read these controlled journals and who watch these controlled television shows. You look at John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio,
for
example.
I'd rather not, but...
Well, yeah, I emphasize that you and I know enough about him that we don't have to tune him in, thankfully.
But the point is, these people, I call them deluded, they go there and they listen to these sermons about the end times and about the beast and the mark of the beast and all this stuff, and they don't understand they're part of the beast.
Exactly.
They're an integral part of the beast. They are the beast, or their leaders are the beast, but they're part of it because they go along with it. So, you know, they don't understand that.
Yes, absolutely. And to me, when you look at the implications of this, it's absolutely monstrous. You know, Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, when I've gotten to know Mark in recent months quite well, as we've been comparing notes on all kinds of things related to this.
He's a brilliant fellow, I might add. I read all his stuff on the Internet.
He's also a wonderful human being, by the way. I'll put in that plug for him, too. Mark is doing some work with AFP, American Free Press. And when we come back, Jim, if you'll stay on the line, I'm going to get at something that Mark Glenn was talking about that I think is absolutely on target in regard to the exchange that you and I have had today. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Shortly after 9 a.m. this morning, we'll have Dr. Alan Quist. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Back. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Shortly after 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, Dr. Alan Quist of the state of Minnesota is going to join me to talk about educational policy. Dr. Robert A. Sengenis of Catholics Apologetics International was due to be my guest this morning for the first 2 hours of the show. But Robert is battling the old upper respiratory infection, and he will be on with us hopefully this coming week. And you can find his information at CatholicINTL.com. And Dr. Robert A. Sungenis, who has been to both George Washington University as well as Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, has authored a work entitled Neocons and the Jewish Connection. Hermann Ottens Christian News, the German Lutheran weekly out of New Haven, Missouri, has been running this series on Dr. Sungenis, and this is a great series with a lot of disturbing and very good information in it. And again, if you want to get involved with Hermann Ottens Christian News, you can do so at cnmail@fidnet.com. That's cnmail, as in M-A-I-L, cnmail@fidnet.com. And Hermann Ottens Christian News you can have for $30 a year. It's a weekly. Been out there since 1962. It is an excellent newspaper for all of the inside stuff and what you and I need to know that you're not going to see in the controlled so-called Christian press. And getting back with my caller, Jim, we were talking about Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross. Mark has convinced me that with all the documentation thereof, that when we understand how central the Jewish lobby is to the financing and the logistical infiltration of American culture and American politics and all of our institutions, up to and until we understand that, we're fighting fire with a squirt gun, it seems to me, in regard to knowing the nature of the enemy. What do you think, Jim?
I think a more apt statement would be trying to roll a stone uphill, because everything's against you.
Absolutely.
The only thing you have is your brain. And, like, I can't understand how anybody in any religion, especially other than Catholic, which are all a spinoff of Lutheran, and when Martin Luther broke with the papacy and he blasted the Jews for what they are and what they were doing, how any Protestant church, Lutheran or otherwise, because they all came from the Lutheran in one way or another, and how they could have anything whatsoever to do with the Jews.
Well, it involves, I think, a simple thing, apostasy, spiritual and moral compromise, and then the whole business, as we've already chatted about, the money trail.
Yeah, bought and paid for.
Sure, when you look at sources as diverse as John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio on the one hand, and Father Richard John Newhouse, the ex-Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor, who's now a Roman Catholic priest and the editor of First Things, what do they have in common? A lot of Jewish dough. And Dr. Robertson Guinness's piece on Neocons and the Jewish Connection, again, tells us that Father Newhouse has gotten $8,207,500 from Jewish sources since 1990. It seems to me that whether we like it or not, that's the tale of the tape. This is Mark Gankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be back with Dr. Alan Quist of Minnesota and his educational policies. Stay tuned.